What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm checking in on the Tropical Depression 13. That's the one that's forming over in the southwest of the Gulf of Mexico. And that predicted course track is basically indicating right now it's going to stay there. So there's more good news there. So all we really have to do is deal with Irma, and then hopefully those poor people in the Florida, Louisiana, Texas area are going to be in the clear, at least for a little while to come here. All righty. Now then, getting on back to the economic news here. Safe haven gold has gone up to $1,338 per ounce. While the U.S. is out there warning of massive military response to, well, whoever is out there, you know, that they're fighting with here. All right, let's take a phone call. Roxanne in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello? You're on the air.
Yes. Okay, I just want to give you some updates on the gasoline situation. Our railroad commissioner, he's in charge of oil and gas. And he came out last week, and he said Dallas started this rumor about the oil the gas shortage, and then it spread to Austin, San Antonio, and he's not very happy about that. But he went on to say that in the U.S. there are 239 million barrels of gas in warehouses and whatnot. The U.S. produces 18 million barrels of gas a day. Texas produces 9 of those, and due to the plant closures here, we're only producing 6 million a day. So, and then our pipeline from Texas to Oklahoma, they reversed the flow. So it's pretty much a big, I think it's a scam, and that's what they're saying, the people in charge are saying, but that media wants people to be in fear and all of that. So,
well, my understanding is that they've released quite a bit of oil from the Strategic Reserve. And obviously that indicates that there is a shortage somewhere.
Well, I don't know. The railroad commissioner was quite adamant about what's going on, and there is no shortage. But, things can change overnight sometimes, but that was last Thursday or Friday, I believe, he came out with that press conference. And,
okay.
And as far as, I've always driven into hurricanes because I worked hospital. So I have no fear about that, but you have to be careful because it is a volatile, dangerous situation. And if you want to, it's a site, a website that if people are interested in donating whatever, because there's pets, all kinds of, from food banks to, but there's no rich cross, so that's why I trust this site. If you want me to give it out?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's called Houstonia. MAG. So that's Houstoniamag.com. And it lists, maybe 20 different resources to send whatever, money or whatever.
And okay, I'm looking at it right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, have a good evening.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, and the phone lines are open right now. Getting on back to the economic news, obviously with the Labor Day weekend, summer is officially over, all the more so because it does seem like we have another early and hard winter coming on in. But from the business point of view, looking back over the last summer, summer is supposed to be the big season for Hollywood movies. People get out, they go to the theaters, and so forth and so on. And apparently this last summer, was the worst box office for Hollywood in the last 25 years. And they're saying if you factor in the rate of inflation, the numbers are even worse. Now, studio executives will likely blame content pirates and say they're killing the business. But the fact is that people do not have money to go to movies, and modern value-engineered theaters are not the pleasant experience they once were. In fact, Claire and I can't go to a movie theater. The seats are so bad, she can't sit in them for 90 minutes. And then when you add to that, the political correcting of Hollywood has resulted in the most creative and independent thinkers being driven out of the industry. And so Hollywood has fallen back on endless remakes and sequels, and let's take a comic book and make a movie out of it, with very few truly original films being made this day. Now, one needs to remember the lesson of the original Star Trek series, which, by the way, the BBC is running it. They've taken the negatives. They've telecined them at high def. They've added new computer animation updates to many of the effects. And so it's looking really good, and it's running on the BBC America channel here. Now, obviously, compared to today's modern spin-offs of Star Trek, the production quality of the original series is quite primitive. But what made that show a huge success among young people were the scripts that openly challenged the social conventions of the day. This was a show that made people think about the society they lived in. And Gene Roddenberry understood that moving the setting for controversial stories to outer space made them politically safe for at least the 3 years the original series ran. Star Trek was famous for TV's first interracial kiss, for example. Now, today, much of Hollywood is cowed by our government and Israel's government and corporate interest, and as a result, dares not step out of line with the establishment. Hence, an endless series of video game-esque movies being produced. And after a while, those get pretty tiring. Now, ironically enough, Hollywood's lack of spine has allowed television to actually take the lead in producing original thought-provoking shows that keep people in their homes and out of theaters. Shows like The Game of Thrones, The Borgias, and Westworld. I'm still in withdrawal over that one, waiting for the next season. There's some really good stuff coming out of these cable TV companies. And there are a few flops as well, but that's basically the essence of show business. But much of what's coming out of Hollywood, it's just regurgitated pap because all the original thinkers are gone. And by the way, Hollywood went through the same thing during the McCarthy era when the commie witch hunts were targeting some of the best minds, the most creative writers, and driving them out of the industry. And what was left were just these people who would do what the government told them to do. Yes, we'll demonize the Russians. We'll push the propaganda. And that was not exactly Hollywood's golden age. And Hollywood needs to remember the lesson of that time. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. The retail apocalypse is about to claim another victim. This is Neiman Marcus, and frankly, I'm not surprised. I mean, Neiman Marcus is a great place, but they cater to the high end. They cater to the upper middle class, and the upper middle class is vanishing. They're becoming an endangered species. And so, like other stores like Sears and so many of the others, they're trying to lower their demographic, they're carrying cheaper products, and of course that alienates their existing customer base who go into Neiman Marcus expecting to find something that's a little cut above, something that their neighbors don't have. And it's vanity and so forth and so on. I remember many, many years ago when I was working in Hollywood, and my mother was dealing with her cancer, and I was working at 20th Century Fox, and on my way home once a week, I'd stop by the Neiman Marcus right there in Beverly Hills, and I'd just get a little box of Godiva chocolates because that's all I could afford. And I would take them home to my mother. And I found out after a while that the big thrill for her was not the Godiva chocolates, which were very good. It's that she got to use that Neiman Marcus bag to put her lunch in when she was going about and doing one of her things. And that was like the big thrill for her. Okay. Another article on the de-dollarization accelerating, China readies yuan price crude oil benchmark backed by gold. That is a major, major event. So let's turn to immigration and Brexit and the rest of it. The European Union has dismissed the Hungarian request for solidarity over border controls, saying we won't support fences. And last Thursday, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban sent a letter to Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker asking for 400 million euros, representing half the amount that the Visegrad nation says it spent on border protection measures, which include erecting a 110-mile fence along the border with Serbia and another with Croatia. But a spokesman for the Commission refused the request, telling Hungary fences are not something Brussels is prepared to back. They will secure the external common border, but they still want the internal member nations to not have any border controls whatsoever, even though many of these nations are now suffering tremendous hardship from the out-of-control refugee crisis. Now, Peter Mandelson is pledging serious political trench warfare against a potential Brexit bill. And apparently they're back to saying there has to be a second referendum. And yes, we tried to cheat the first one and we failed. We need a second referendum and we're going to cheat twice as hard to keep Great Britain enslaved to the European Union. Meanwhile, Angela Merkel has apparently reversed her previous position regarding Turkey joining the European Union and is now saying she will work to prevent it. That's not unrealistic when you look at Turkey's recent behavior, where they're acting like the loose cannon on deck. They're clearly pivoting away from Western interests. And so I think it would be indeed be very, very reckless for Turkey to be made part of the European Union. Now, the Rutherford Institute is challenging the expansion of government speech doctrine and disputes the claim that First Amendment doesn't apply to highway rest areas. What the federal government is trying to do is say that free speech is limited in where it can take place. Remember the free speech zones and how ridiculous that was? You can't protest in front of these buildings. We're going to set up this little fenced area over there and you can go scream your head off all you want. But apparently Rutherford Institute has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse a lower court ruling that puts highway rest areas off limits for First Amendment activities. And apparently it's asking the Supreme Court to review the case of Vista Graphics versus Virginia Department of Transportation, which allows the Virginia Department of Transportation to restrict the content of privately authored, illustrated, printed, and funded travel guides distributed at highway rest areas and welcome centers. In other words, the highway rest areas, the maps and everything there, have to be government approved, probably to try and boost tourism. Now, very often, we certainly see here on the internet that there are guides that are out there saying that you probably want to stay away from certain places of business because the food is bad, the service is lousy, and now those businesses are trying to fight back against freedom of expression, saying it represents a restraint of trade, that they have a right to do lousy business and not be called on it, which is another indicator we're living in a fascist economic dictatorship. As I mentioned earlier in the show, San Diego is dealing with a major health emergency. In fact, they declared a health emergency to combat hepatitis A outbreak. Apparently, this thing just exploded out of nowhere. Apparently, it started within the homeless population, and it has killed 15 people. 400 people have been hospitalized, and they're trying to basically wash down the areas where the homeless are. The question is, who is patient zero, and where did they come from? Because remember, that open borders policy, we have refugees and illegal immigrants coming into this country who are not being given a medical examination. And all of a sudden, diseases that had been eradicated or were under control in this country are now exploding all across the nation. We've even had cases of bubonic plague in the United States. The Black Death. Tuberculosis is back. I remember when I was a kid, tuberculosis was the big killer. And then it was eradicated. They actually cured one. Now it's back, which I guess is a good boost for business, for tuberculosis treatments. Speaking of treatments, article coming out of Zero Hedge, and it's having to do with a public health crisis that is now estimated to cost the United States $150 billion a year. And basically, they're talking about the obesity epidemic. And obesity does, in fact, lead to other health conditions that require treatment. And it's estimated that the obesity epidemic is costing the U.S. $150 billion a year. Now, here's the problem. It's not the fault of the American people that they are obese. We are being fed food that is dosed with chemicals that make us want to eat more. It's not a lifestyle choice. A lot of people are asking me, how did I manage to lose all the weight that I lost these last 2 years? I simply avoided monosodium glutamate, high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, and hormone-treated meat and poultry. That's basically it. Now, monosodium glutamate, the food manufacturers love it. It's billed as a flavor enhancer, but what it actually does is it interferes with the signal in the brain that says, I have had enough to eat. Now, when scientists want to do obesity studies on rats, they have to dose the rat food with monosodium glutamate. Otherwise, the rats won't eat enough to get fat. Rats naturally stop eating when they've had enough to eat to sustain their metabolism. If you want to make a fat rat, you've got to soak the food in monosodium glutamate, and they'll just eat and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat, and they'll get fat, and you can do your studies. Now, aspartame is sold as an artificial sweetener, makes you crave carbohydrates, and now they're discovering it, too, also interferes with that message to the brain that says, I have had enough. We have meat and poultry that are injected with these growth hormones to make them grow big and huge and produce more product. And the problem is, if those animals are harvested and there's any of those hormones unmetabolized in their flesh and you eat that, it affects you the way it affects the animals. No other country has the obesity epidemic that the United States does. And the difference is the processed, adulterated foods we are all eating. And if they really want to save that $150 billion a year, the CDC needs to look at that issue. They probably won't, for the same reason that they don't look at GMOs or vaccine contaminants. The industry lobbyists are going to be over there saying, no, 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 don't look at MSG, don't look at aspartame, don't look at high fructose corn syrup, don't look at any of those chemicals. They're fine. They're perfectly safe. It's lifestyle choices. Now, as I mentioned before, we're seeing indications of an early and hard winter. And this year has been very hard for poor old Al Gore because he had his movie out this summer, The Inconvenient Sequel. It tanked at the box office. It was a box office bomb. They didn't even get back their original production budget. Now, along with the movie, Al Gore put out a book about The Inconvenient Sequel to just keep selling the gospel of human-caused global warming. It's also not selling very well. In fact, it's actually being outsold on Amazon Kindle by an ebook that debunks the claims made in An Inconvenient Sequel. Meanwhile, NASA, NOAA, GISS, and IPCC are finally being persuaded to release their raw data. And the data is showing that there's nothing unusual at all about current temperatures. This is what we're supposed to be getting. We're not unusually warm. In fact, if anything, we are, in fact, cooling. We're going into a new Maunder minimum here. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, do you remember a gentleman by the name of Haddow about 2 weeks ago announced that he and his crew were going to sail two 50-foot yachts to the North Pole to demonstrate how much open water there is up there instead of sea ice? And it was going to be the first time anybody had actually sailed to the North Pole under sail. Well, 15 days in, and they had to turn back because they met solid ice. Imagine my shock. We've seen so many of these. They go down to the Antarctic, the Arctic. We're going to document that it's all melting, and then they get stuck in the ice, so they have to turn back here. All right, let's see. We're going to grab a phone call. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. As usual, I was around listening to Dustin in New Jersey. I loved what he said about throwing socks at the enemy. It's a beautiful thing. I sent you an email, and what it is it's supposed to be, you know, some kind of historical database where you can go back a month or two anywhere, you know, in Canada. I'm not sure about the rest of the world, I suppose, and find out what the actual temperature was. And, you know, what the historic temperature was. So, apparently, they're growing bananas, I think, in British Columbia or Vancouver in Canada. No, it's a lie, because if you go even further south in Seattle, it's been, like, actually a very cold summer, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. I'm looking at the page you sent me right now.
Yeah, so, you know, a couple of days are warmer. You know, a lot of the days are cooler. And if, you know, we're going through this global warming thing, shouldn't it be, you know, a lot warmer than 25 Celsius?
Well, you know, what the global warming people always say is, well, yes, it's, you know, it's cold where you are, but trust us, everywhere else it's just scorching hot. And they love to go on out there and find, you know, one place on the entire planet that's got like a 120-degree temperature. And they love to go to those airport weather stations because they can get really high temperatures there, because those weather stations are right in the middle of the runways with all these jets belching out burning kerosene. So, of course, it's going to be very, very hot in that area. And what they don't mention is that over this last year especially, the total number of days where there were temperatures over 100 is considerably less than it was just a few years ago.
I mean, it would make sense to me that that would happen if, in fact, you know, CO2 causes, you know, this insulation factor where the energy from the sun hits our planet, and it has a harder time, you know, being reflected back because CO2 is holding it in. But anyway, it's just another testament to the fact that there is no economic growth happening on this planet, really. You know, they can paper it over as much as they want, and it's still not going to work, because all the money's going right to the top. People like you and me, we're not spending it because we don't have it.
Yes.
And we're the majority. So, you know, it's just more nonsense. And it expands on the previous nonsense, and it just goes on and on and on into infinity, how these guys get away with this crap. And some people suck it up. I don't understand it. You know,
well,
it eludes me.
You know, unfortunately, that's a consequence of the dumbing down of our society, is people don't have the knowledge and skills to recognize when they're being lied to. You know, these days, all an education is being able to memorize what you're told to memorize and think that that somehow makes you smarter than everybody else around you. But certainly, at some point, you can't go on concentrating and scamming all the money up to the top of the system until it all starts to break down. And that's when, that's when things are going to really fall apart. And we're getting close to that. There's no question about that. Anyway, yes. Al, we're going to let you go, take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And this story just came across my desk. This is from Sputnik News. Apparently, Newsweek, which doesn't have a paper magazine anymore, it's strictly online, they're running a story now claiming that the Sarnia brothers, who are accused of being responsible for the Boston Marathon terror attack, were operating on behalf of Moscow. In other words, Newsweek is now claiming Russia orchestrated the Boston Marathon bombing, even though Russian security agencies tipped off the FBI and CIA that Tamerlan Tsarnaev and his mother represented imminent security risks. And, of course, we know the Tsarnaev brothers didn't do the bombing anyway because the bombs were in these black backpacks with this little white square patch on top. And the photos of the Tsarnaev brothers in the area of the Boston bombing show them carrying a white and gray backpack. But so Newsweek is now out here saying, see, it was the Russians. The Russians did it. We've got to hate the Russians. I mean, they're really cranking it up. I haven't seen this much abuse of the public trust by the corporate media since way back, again, going back to the McCarthy era, the red baiting era. You know, there's a commie under your bed. There's a commie in your bedroom closet. It's ridiculous here. Do they really think we can win a war against Russia, especially if China comes in on the other side? It's not going to happen, even if it goes nuclear. All right, let's grab a phone call. Bill in Wyoming, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Well, there's a story on a website called fireaviation.com that says that your air tanker flew on Tuesday fighting a fire up by Oroville, California.
You mean the 747, they finally let it into the air?
Well, it wasn't a matter of letting it in the air. It's a matter of getting it in the air because of all of the silliness, apparently, with permitting and such.
Well, I'm sure glad they got that thing going because they really need it. I mean, because
well,
the airplane
yeah.
is at...
All over the world. It's been all over the world. The problem is they haven't been able to get it permitted and insured and contracted and all of that silliness in this country for years and years and years. And then on the Telegraph website over in the UK, there's a story about Typhoon Haiku slamming into Shanghai and China's east coast.
Okay.
That's the first thing I've heard about a typhoon anywhere. Why is this not making it even onto our alternative news over here?
Well, I'll be very honest. It's the first that I've heard of it. And unfortunately, like most Americans, I tend to focus on what's going on with the United States and the various wars. But we know it's monsoon season over there. It's been very, very difficult. We did hear back from our friend who's over there in Nepal right now, and she's safe. But yeah, they get some nasty ones over there.
And you have probably what has to be the most apocryphal email address that I have ever encountered in my life for a talk radio show.
Okay.
I'm told it's wrh@whatreallyhappened.com. Is that correct?
That's my email address at the website.
Okay, I would have sent you the URLs for both of those stories rather than calling you, but I couldn't find the URL or the email address.
Well, I'll take a look for them after the show is over. That typhoon does deserve some coverage. We did report on the monsoons in Nepal, though.
Okay, very good. Have a fine day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. You do need to understand, Claire and I disconnected from the web starting Friday morning last. And yes, we did promote and do a little work on the web through the weekend here, but mostly we just kind of stayed away. So we're still getting back up to speed on what's going on in the world today. Now, let us talk about the growing political backlash regarding online censorship by private companies. And it's not even sure if they're acting on behalf of the U.S. government or just private vested political interest. And apparently, politicals of the left have embraced a perfectly symbiotic relationship with the progressive leaders of Silicon Valley. And so you have people like Google's Eric Schmidt, who was very cozy with the Hillary Clinton campaign. They poured millions of dollars of their tech fortunes into Democratic coffers, all the while colluding with elected officials, independent think tanks, and institutions of higher indoctrination to ram the progressive agenda down the throats of the American public, even though we don't want it. And there is a political backlash growing against it. In fact, Google is starting to lose allies across the political spectrum. Because it's one thing to engage in very covert attempts at censorship lowering the priority of certain searches. But when you come on out and you actually block things, you block videos, you literally say, we're not going to show you that. It's becoming a little bit obvious. And so even liberal thinkers are saying they've gone too far, and they're calling attention to themselves. And it is having an effect. DuckDuckGo has seen a massive surge in users following the revelation of Google censorship. In fact, they've doubled their audience base in the last year. And meanwhile, of course, you have users of Facebook are starting to shut their accounts down, going on over to other social media. This is an opportunity for freedom of speech respecting social media platforms to get in on what had been pretty much an established monopoly of Facebook and Google and YouTube. And I think they ought to be brought down. Because at this point, I think nobody's going to argue with the fact that social media has become critical infrastructure, critical to our society's functioning. And as communications infrastructure, they should be held to the same standards as telephones or anything else, which is you do not censor speech. Now, opponents of freedom of speech throughout the decades have always argued that freedom of the press, freedom of speech in the First Amendment, basically meant newspapers only and public gatherings. And it didn't apply anywhere else. It's even the same argument we're seeing here where it doesn't apply to roadside rest areas down there in Virginia. But throughout the years, the Supreme Court, as new technologies have come along, the Supreme Court has consistently ruled First Amendment protection of freedom of speech applies to them. When telegraph first came along, same thing. Telephones came along, same thing. Radio, television, and now the internet. And the statists are trying to find some way that they can shut that all down. And there's literally a war out there between those of us who seek the truth and those who want to keep you living in a world of lies. And apparently the founder of the web browser Opera has accused Google of anti-competitive practices, trying to establish a monopoly in both the search and advertising. Shows that they're not able to resist the misuse of power. This is from John Van Techner, who's the CEO of Vivaldi. And basically saying that Google is using their influence and their ability to censor to try and establish monopoly, which would be in violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. All right, let's grab a phone call. Lenny in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, what's on my mind is the article you just spoke on, the claim that Russia orchestrated the Boston Marathon bombing. Now, what you're witnessing, from my perspective, is the deep DNA neurotic apoplecticness of the deep state, who's really running the country. Even the generals, okay? If you look at the generals in Syria, who helped helping liberate Syria, they're on the front lines fighting. But these generals here, they want to sit back, recommend something for the military-industrial complex, and then collect their millions or trillions or whatever they're getting out of the cut. But what you're seeing now, even with the Russian embassy in San Francisco, is just a reaction or an overreaction to nothing, that they are out of control, and they're willing to do anything, and I mean anything, to give up their power. What say you?
Well, certainly the military-industrial complex always does well during times of war. They want to use up the old weapons and then soak the American taxpayer for new weapons, even though the new weapons are all junk. And I love that article we were talking about earlier, where they basically have come on out and said the littoral combat ships are basically a disaster. They've never even been used in real combat, and they're saying, well, let's just junk them and go with this new program that we have here. And it's just all about churning more and more money. But if we get into a real shooting war with a major power like Russia and China, we're going to find out that our weapons really aren't working all that well, especially for all the money that's gone into them. But from the point of view, you said it yourself, the generals sit back, they order new weapons, they send them on in. They don't care if they get blown up or not, because they're still going to get their little money from the defense contractors.
Correct. The first part of my conversation, what we're witnessing, they don't care if they lose against Russia or China. But this is what happens when you have an insane asylum of people running the asylum. Okay, they're totally insane. And they have no sense of direction for what they do. They just want to be on top, no matter what the cost, and no matter what it costs anybody else.
I don't think it qualifies as insanity. They're just sociopathic people. They're in love with the money that they're making. They've got themselves a sweet little deal, and the more they push for war, the more money they're making. And from their point of view, that's a perfectly sane thing to be doing.
Yeah. Demonically insane, but insane. All right. I appreciate the call.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Kathleen in Olympia. Aloha, Kathleen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. It's been preying on my mind since I read about the United States seizing and inspecting the Russian consulate buildings.
Yes.
In San Francisco. I don't know
yes.
if you already mentioned that today.
Yes, we did earlier.
Okay. I'm watching you on YouTube. There's a time lag there. So anyway, it was concerning to me. It sounds like they've ramped up the war drums considerably by doing that. It's unheard
they're trying
of,
to they're trying to provoke Putin into doing something that can be seized on to basically move toward a more militant posture against Russia. Like I said, Newsweek has just come on out and claimed that Russia was ultimately behind the Boston Marathon bombing.
Really?
And I'm not kidding you. The Newsweek's online version just came on out and said that Sarnia brothers were working at the direction of Moscow. And again, look for what should be there and isn't. And what isn't there is a reason for Putin to do something that stupid.
Yeah. And, you know, well, there's always wild conspiracies saying, oh, it's really Russia behind the weather weapons causing the hurricanes. And, you know, people speculate. And it's hard. You know, you never know the real behind the scenes, whatever's going on. But
well, what's going on is they're trying to get the American people to hate Russia, hate China, hate North Korea, and they're not really finding anything that's getting them any traction because the American people have just been lied to so many times. We know we've been lied to so many times. We're just not listening anymore.
Mm-hmm. I saw a really cute documentary yesterday called The Haircut by two Australian young guys who actually went to North Korea and got a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And they... you know, they spent time with North Koreans, and they also interviewed lots of sort of libtard snowflakes in Australia who were so kind of arrogantly proud that they were individuals, and everyone in Korea, they believed some news story saying that everybody in Korea had to get Kim Jong-un's haircut and that it was a law. And so they went to investigate it. It was kind of lighthearted and funny, but
yes.
also very, very serious, you know, pointing out the propaganda that we're exposed to in the West.
Yeah, that's pretty absurd
anyway.
Propaganda. There was somebody who's actually met Kim Jong-un went public saying, you know, he's not a nutcase. He's got a great sense of humor. He's, you know, he's basically a nice guy trying to take care of his country, and apparently just got excoriated. How dare you not see the obvious that he's insane, that he's a monster. And again, throughout history, when you're going to start a war against another country, you have to demonize the country. You have to demonize everybody living in it. You have to demonize the leadership and make them look like evil incarnate, in order to get your own people to go along with saying, well, yeah, I guess it's okay to wipe that country off the face of the earth.
Yeah. Anyway, I love your show. I listen almost every day, but it's always a time lag. I watch you on YouTube hours after. So this is the first time I've been able to call you, but I just wanted to say you have a wonderful show.
Thank you.
And we learn a lot from you. It's amazing how much news you must sift through, even when you're not on the air.
Yes.
You know, to be able to present it all so clearly. And anyway, much appreciation, and thanks for taking my call.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and we're going to let you go here. Now, getting on back to computer news here, apparently there have been data breaches all over the place here. Roughly 4 million records containing the personal details of Time Warner Cable customers, now Spectrum, were discovered stored on an Amazon server without a password last month. And the leaked data included usernames, email addresses, MAC addresses of your devices, device serial numbers, and financial transaction information, although it does not appear that Social Security numbers or credit card information was exposed. I'm not sure I'm ready to just take them at face value that way. But apparently the leaked records date back to at least 2010. Other databases revealed billing addresses, phone numbers, and other contact info for at least hundreds of thousands of Time Warner Cable subscribers. The service also contained a slew of internal company records, including SQL database dumps, internal emails, and code containing the credentials to an unknown number of external systems. We will be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to the computer stuff, I'm looking at the latest course prediction for Hurricane Irma, and it's showing that Sunday it's going to turn northward, and unfortunately it looks like it could conceivably literally go right up the center of Florida itself. So at least it's not aimed at Louisiana and Texas, but again, it's going to be nasty. If you're anywhere in that area, make your preparations now. Apparently, Dr. Ryan Mao is basically saying that, yes, it's going to go right up the very center, slightly east side of the entire state of Florida. That's going to be nasty. Now then, getting on back to computers. Apparently, thousands of files containing the personal information of U.S. citizens with classified security clearance have been exposed on yet another unsecured Amazon server. The sensitive information of an estimated 9,400 job seekers, mostly military veterans, was stored on an Amazon Web Services S3 storage server that required no password to access. Way to go, Amazon. Really, really good job. Now, if you have an account on Turinga, which is known as the Latin American Reddit, your account details may have been compromised in a massive data breach that leaked login details of almost all of its over 28 million users. It's wide open out there. This is a global scandal and disgrace. Now, apparently over in China, there was a man who was selling VPN software, virtual private network software. He's been sentenced to 9 months in prison by a Chinese court. And apparently the concern is the software supplied by the man allowed the public to circumvent China's Great Firewall while allowing information to pass without being spotted by China's net sensors and spies and everything. That's what VPN software will do. So, yeah, they're cracking down there on that stuff. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog. Apparently, somebody did a study on the performance of Apple iPhones, especially when the new iPhones are introduced, and they noticed a dramatic slowdown. And so the indications from this study is that Apple deliberately slows down its older phones so that you will be more inclined to buy the new ones. And I'm not that surprised. There have been allegations that many software companies, when they come out with a newer version of whatever it is they want you to have, will send out a signal that tells your existing installation to just kick on back and be kind of slow about it. Last Friday, there was a 3-mile-wide asteroid that skimmed past the Earth, and they discovered at its closest approach, this asteroid had its own 2 moons that were 1,000 feet across. So, kind of interesting things that were going on out there. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do the Jim Goddard Show up there in Vancouver. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller's show. He's got a bunch of interesting guests to share with you. And please take what you learn here and on the website, share it with everybody that you know. We still need to push back against this tsunami of deception in which we find ourselves. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program.
go to AppsApart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to AppsApart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at AppsApart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.